Good, right? Dang, we were all dancing here in the studio.
Vibin'.
You betcha.
Vibin'.
All right, so that was Mid-May by Forest Mordefi. Okay, and next we're going to talk about, so the festival had a country show and they also had a rock show at the Russell and Roots Festival, and that's coming up. When was it? It's August? When was the
country show? Is August 12th.
Yep.
Rock and roll is this month, July 29th.
Right.
Get your tickets.
Yes. Okay. And who was the winner of the rock show?
We going to play them?
Yes, we are. Should we just play them and then they can guess?
Yeah, we'll announce afterwards.
All right. Sounds good.
Here they are.
I said to you, I wish my tombstone read that I lived a good life, was a good son, and I tend to break some hearts for fun. Who said I'd rather be dead? Just 'cause I said to you, I wish my tombstone read that I lived a good life, was a good son, and I tend to break some hearts for fun.
I used to wait on you and you would let me down. You've been slanging when I'm not around, spreading your wings, spinning your wheels round, taking over soon as you hit the ground. Ain't it funny how there's more people now, swiping left and right instead of meeting now. You and my folks are used to going out, placing all their bets on the table now.
Rather be dead just 'cause I said to you, I wish my tombstone read that I lived a good life, was a good son, and I tend to break some hearts for fun. Who said I'd rather be dead just 'cause I said to you, I wish my tombstone read that I lived a good life, was a good son, and I tend to break some hearts for fun. Who says I wasn't playing dead when I spent all day in bed? I said that it made me feel dead when you left my shit on red. Break bread with someone else instead. Train tracks shutting down in my head. Who said?
Who said? said to you, I wish my tombstone read that I lived a good life, was a good son, and I tend to break some hearts for fun. Who said I'd rather be dead just cause I said to you, I wish my tombstone read that I lived a good life, was a good son, and I tend to break some hearts for fun.
All right, so who was the winner of the rock show?
Good going!
Woo! All right, yes. And they have a show coming up at the Wise Hall in Vancouver, July 22nd. Doors open at 8 o'clock, $15 in advance, $20 at the door, VTix online. All right, and tell me more about the Roots, was it Wrestle and Roots Festival?
Wrestle and Roots Festival. Do you want to grab the door there?
Sure.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right. So the Wrestle and Roots Festival. So the rock show is happening on July 29th. And you've got Marianas Trench, Big Wreck, Default, The Wilds, and WrestleMania happening. That's July 29th. And
wow.
It starts 1 o'clock and it goes to 11 p.m. That's a whole day event, y'all.
With Russell, with, it's like a, I think it's a wrestling, it's like a wrestling match.
Yeah, WrestleMania.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, so that's happening July 29th. Get your tickets online at russellandroots.com. And then you've got the country show happening August 12th, also begins at 1 o'clock. And that's Low Cash, James Barker Band, Megan Patrick, Dane Bateman, and of course, you've got Angie Faith opening up for y'all.
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw!
All right. Okay, so we're going to get to some more music after the break. So if you're interested in volunteering here on CJSF, we're just going to play that PSA.
Are you interested in radio? Community-based media? You can join CJSF 90.1. We're a volunteer-run community radio station, and we always have space for new volunteers to become programmers, review music, edit audio, and so much more. All the training is provided and anyone can join. To volunteer, email our volunteer coordinator, Noel, at vol_4_cjsf@sfu.ca. Again, that's vol_4_cjsf@sfu.ca. Or you can visit our website, cjsf.ca. It's CJSF 90.1, diverse, independent, and yours.
That's right. We love to play independent artists such as Angie and Eddie. So where can people find your music? And then, and if you're playing any gigs, tell us about it.
I'm always playing gigs.
Mm-hmm. You are. You're okay. Busy. Yes.
Yes, I am. So this week, you can find me tomorrow at Roba D'Amati on West First in Kitsilano. And that show begins at 7 o'clock. We go 7 to 9. And there's an upstairs in the restaurant called the Passaparella Barata Bar. It's a little speakeasy. It seats about 40 people, so it's cozy. But do come for 7 o'clock tomorrow. I'll be there at Roba D'Amati. It's an Italian restaurant on West First in Kitsilano. Gosh, that's a lot to say. Hey, that's like a whole mouthful. And then on Saturday, you can catch me in my hometown, Steveston, mm-hmm. at the Buccaneer Bar and Grill. That show goes from 5:30 till 8:30. And then if you want to see me on a weekly basis, you can catch me every Monday at the Ellis in Kitsilano on U Street. And every second Tuesday at the Water Street Cafe from 3 to 6. So the Ellis, once again, every Monday, 6 to 9 p.m. And the Water Street Cafe, biweekly Tuesdays, 3 to 6 o'clock. Like I said, y'all, I'm busy.
Yeah, and I got a question for you. Like, when people come to see your shows, like, at Water Street Cafe, is there, like, a cover charge? Or they just go and pay and their food and you're just playing there? Or how does that work?
It's a really good question. Mm. Honestly, I don't play too many shows where people have to pay cover. I know for Roba D'Amati, since it's a smaller venue, they charge $10 cover fee. Mm-hmm. And for every other gig that I do... Oh, did we lose them?
No,
okay. We're good? Okay. For every other gig that I do, It really is just like you show up and I'm there singing for you. There is no there's no ticket sales just yet. I think you can expect more shows where I'll be selling tickets in the fall and the upcoming year for sure.
All right. So we're going to get to some more music. And this one is by Junior. And tell me about this. Is it an artist or what?
Yeah, an indie artist. I found him online, or rather he found me, just released his first single called We Don't Dance. It really reminds me of like that pop 80s cult classic vibe. It also is giving like Lainey vibes. I just love it. And so I really want to support him and play it on the station today.
Awesome. Here's We Don't Dance on CJSF. And we're back, and we got some more music for you until the very end. So let's talk about Jessia.
Yes, let's talk about Jessia. She's an amazing singer and songwriter, really extraordinary. Reminds me a lot of Julia Michaels in so many ways. You know, Jessie and I met at a music get together before she like blew up on TikTok with her hit I'm Not Pretty. And recently she has released a bunch of singles. She signed with Republic Records.
Really?
From having that single go viral. It was so cool because like you saw it in like the making of it all. So we saw her make the song in her car, post that she wanted Elijah Woods to work with her. Elijah Woods agreed. They did the single. They had like, I think they had like 100,000 pre-saves. Like the internet went crazy for this girl.
Oh my goodness.
And rightfully so, because she is super talented and she's also a really sweet and awesome person. I know her and like, I just love her music. So I want to play her next single that she just released, which is a total bop. This is Without You.
I've been so desperate for you lately. These other boys don't do the same things you do now. I know it's bad, but can you blame me? I say I'm fine, but I'm just getting used to you not wanting to call me up. Ask me how I've been, show me love. Guess you really over it, I'm not done. Oh,
Wow, that was amazing. She is Canadian, folks. Oh, my goodness. And I can't believe, yeah, you saw her right from the get-go, the beginnings, and now she's... Phew.
Yeah, it's amazing when you see your friends take off. It's mm-hmm. so beautiful.
Amazing. And then tell me about your... I don't know if this is another friend of yours, Jamie Fine.
Yeah, I mean, Jamie is also a Canadian artist. I would say that we're connected through, what is it, 6 degrees of separation, mm-hmm. like a friend of a friend. Mm-hmm. And Jamie wrote this song for their girlfriend and, like, honestly, just such an amazing song. I'm so excited for Jamie and what's coming in her career. She's just so great. And, yeah, this is If There's Anything Left.
We met in December. I knew it by June. I'd want this forever. I'll never surrender. It's got to be you. I've spent a lifetime hiding the truth. That even the darkest days and the bad times will pay. Feeling like I'm safe for once. For once,
it all from me. Whatever you want, you can have for free.
All right. So next, we're going to play some country. Yeah, yeah. How did you get into country? Was that like your first genre that you listened to when you were growing up?
Honestly, the first genre, I guess it was like R&B,
R&B
soul. It was Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey,
it
wow.
It was like 90s Mariah Carey was my go-to.
Oh, that's why you could hit those high notes, maybe. Oh, wow. Okay, yeah?
Yeah, and then like, of course, with my dad, it was like the Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin, blues rock. I always tell people like my training is in like musical theater and rock and roll. So when you hear me, you're hearing like that musical theater meets rock and roll bridge together.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me about Megan Patrick.
Yeah. Let's talk about country music. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you know, to answer your question, I honestly, now that I'm thinking about it, there was a Cloverdale Rodeo. Do you remember that one, Dad?
I do.
And I sang Shania Twain.
You did.
I did, didn't I? So that was an introduction to country music. This next artist is one of the artists that's going to be playing at the show for Russell and Roots. Mm-hmm. And she's an amazing woman. This woman is fierce. She's a great songwriter, a great singer, a great performer. I can't wait to see her live. This is Megan Patrick with The Greatest Show on Dirt.
So that song was not called The Greatest Show on Earth. It's Greatest Show on Dirt.
That's right.
And that's how country goes. All right. Now we're going to talk about movies. So what have you guys been watching these days?
Well, I went and saw Elemental recently, and it was like the new Inside Out by Pixar, which I absolutely love that movie. Mm. And it was really cool because, you know, the fire sign kind of reminded me of our Fijian heritage. It was kind of like tribal. And so this was the like song in the closing. It was during the movie, but also in the closing. What do you call those? The credits.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
While the credits were running. And we stayed to the final end because we were just vibing to this song so much. And so I added it to my playlist.
Yeah. And we're going to play that at the very end. But before we go, we got to let people know, how can they hear more of your music? How can they like get a hold of you if they want you to play at a gig or and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, it's a great question. Yeah. If you want to find me online, you can find me at Angie Faith Music. And I'll have my website up and running right now. We're just doing some construction on it. And just feel free to reach out. I would love to connect with you. I'm a musician for hire. That's what I tell people. Working full time, doing what I love. And just thank you so much, y'all, for listening today. I really appreciate you. I hope to connect with some new people soon and see you at a show.
Yeah, and check her out at Russell and Roots Music Festival.
That's right. August 12th, baby. Softball City.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Angie and Johnny, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam
East Van.
Yeah, baby. Here's Steal the Show. Steal the Show on CJSF.
Started out on a one-way train. Always knew where I was gonna go next. Didn't know until I saw your face. I was missing out on every moment. You'll be one and baby, I'll be two. Would you mind it if I said I'm into you? So if it's real, then darling, let me know. I wouldn't. You and I, we go together. You're the sky, I'll be the weather. A pretty thing, the sun and rain. Occasion. Where am I? You know I'll be waiting for you. Ooh, for you. So if it's real, then darling, let me know.
Who is this guy?
I wouldn't mind if you steal the show.
You stole the show today. Thank you so much for tuning in, guys. The next show is called Alternative Radio, and we'll catch you all tomorrow, 7 p.m. Thursday. All right, we'll see ya.